in the name.
Blog Talk Radio.
Bang, bang, bang.
Jeff, Karen, Kat, Michael.
You are.
No craziness today, thank God.
That must be really out of the normal for you, because I know every single time I talk to you, you always, like you said, you're a Haitian, but you're like a Jamaican. You have, like, something going on.
Yeah, you know what? It feels kind of weird. Now, yesterday was crazy, but today was a little bit more chill. So, you know. Well, I still got stories to tell.
Oh, well, we're going to get into that in just a minute. But I wanted to tell you guys, I was listening to the radio this morning, and they were talking, there was an individual who used a home remedy that I had never heard of, and mm-hmm. It kind of sparked my interest, because this particular person indicated that he used Coca-Cola, like the Coca-Cola that you drink.
Mm-hmm.
He would use it for tanning.
Okay.
Apparently, yes, for tanning. Apparently, it gives you the best color in the world. And I thought it was the weirdest thing. I had never heard of it, but people were calling into the radio show going, no, I do it. I use Coca-Cola. And I'm like, what? Have you guys ever heard of that?
To tan?
Me, personally, I'm tanned. I was born with a tan. So, no. I haven't heard or did it.
I said, have you heard, not did you use?
Well, no, I said I haven't done it or heard. You know, I was just knocking them both out the box.
I see. But, yeah, apparently they pour Coca-Cola on their bodies. They rub it in, or some people actually use a spray bottle and spray it on themselves, and they stay out in the sun 20 minutes on one side, 20 minutes on the other. They wash it off. And they have the most perfect tan in the world.
What? Okay, Coca-Cola can take rust off shit. How the hell is that good to put on your body? And if I still
right.
have to sit in the sun, isn't that just tanning?
I want to know, well, isn't that the food coloring that's coloring their skin?
Well, yeah, I mean, basically, I would think that it's just staining their skin, and the sun is just, you know, making it go to the pores or something.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
So then it sparked mm-hmm. my whole interest on, you know, what kind of home remedies have you guys used? Because I know, like, in my household, whenever my hair was looking kind of dull, my mom would put mayonnaise in my hair, and I hated it. But it would make it shine.
Okay, so what you're really trying to say is you had lice.
No, I did not have lice. I never in my life, knock on wood, I never had lice, nor do I want it.
Well, that was one of the home remedies for head lice was to put a mayonnaise cap on your head at night.
Really?
Yeah. actually, nothing works. You need to actually get a kit. I had to take a big class on it. There was a study at Cornell. There's only been one. They don't jump. They're not lesbians. Like, it's weird.
That's weird. So, there was a whole list, because, of course, you know me, I hear one little thing, and I have to go online to figure it out. And I was like, okay, what other home remedies are there that, you know, I've never heard of? Like, have you guys heard of people that get cut, they put black pepper in it?
What? No.
Apparently, if you cut yourself, you're supposed to put black pepper in it, and it stops the bleeding, and it allows for no scarring to happen.
Huh. Yeah, I just knew used Neosporin, and then I call it a day.
That doesn't sound black pepper in a cut?
Right.
Yeah. Trust me, I was reading books going, really? And I mean, doctors have done, like, studies and all this other crap. I'm like, really? So I'm going to read to you a list really quick, and then you guys tell me which one jumps out at you, and I'll go into it in further detail. But they have cinnamon to lower blood sugar, coffee to cure asthma, cornmeal mush to cure fingernail fungus, fennel seed to cure flatulence, you soak gin, as in alcohol, gin, soaked raisins to cure arthritis.
What?
Yeah. If you have a nosebleed, you're supposed to put house keys or car keys in the back of your neck. It stops the bleeding immediately. They don't know how, they don't know why, but it does.
I'm done.
I don't even know how to deal with this right now.
I'm stuck at the car keys. Like, what happens if you don't have any car keys? What about you on the bus?
Then I think you might be a little screwed. You know?
This
you may
bitch.
Need a blood transfusion at the end of that bus ride.
Right.
You know, I'm O positive. I can give you a couple bags. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so mad at this list.
Oh, but this is for the girls who are a little hefty around like me, around the midsection. Oolong. OOLONGT. For weight loss. Apparently, you drink it, and 67% of the women that drink it have found that they have lost up to 25 pounds in 2 months.
Wait.
Yeah. Run this by me one more time.
Mama's like, I'm going to get myself some oolong tea. It's called...
You said Mulan cheese?
Ooh. baby. Oh.
Yeah.
Baby. Oh, sorry. Wait, what? Okay, wait. You're going to have to text that to me. You said oolong cheese?
Oolong tea. As in, like, the stuff that you drink, tea?
Oh, tea. Where did I get this at?
I have no idea. It's called oolong tea. Apparently, you're supposed to just get it at any type of, like, place to sell stuff. It's probably, like, an Indian store or something. I find everything there, and I love it.
Shit do I got to drink again?
Google it.
It says 1 quart.
A day?
Yeah.
Oh, I ain't got time for that. I'd be in the bathroom every 10 minutes.
That's probably why you're losing weight.
Oh, it's all water. If I got 25 pounds of water weight, we got problems.
No, it apparently it burns fat. Like, this was a study that was done. Like, everything that I'm reading to you, like, I have, like, scientific proof and shit. So,
but who did the study?
Yeah.
Study was from Switzerland.
Oh, everything's really done in Switzerland. You know, I don't really trust them sons of bitches no more. Because they said Fenfen was good, and look what happened there.
That's true.
I'm just kidding. I have no idea who came up with Fenfen. I was just lying. I'm sorry.
You just have to talk some shit right now.
Right?
Okay, so the last is actually, it's again tea, but any type of tea apparently. And you boil 5 tea bags and you put in a quart of water, again, and it's supposed to, you soak your feet or your hands in it, and it's supposed to cure if you have sweaty feet or sweaty palms.
So you're supposed to teabag your feet.
Yes, you're supposed to teabag your
feet. You now,
now, don't get confused and let somebody teabag your feet.
Oh, ha-ha.
Because that would be different.
Oh, okay. I was going to say teabagging party at my house.
I've never heard of any of them. I want to try a couple of them. Oh, Jeffrey, there's one for, I know you were talking about on the reality show, you kept bitching that your hair looked thin on top and you wanted to use my extension, so I had to take them out for you. But,
oh, that was the funniest shit ever. Angela, you were there for that.
Yes, I was. Good
well,
time.
You kept saying that the girls look so good with their weaves in and you wanted nice hair and you got a bad haircut, so I just felt bad for you, so I had to take mine out and give them to you. It's a true friend that can just on camera.
Right. That's rare.
See?
Reality TV.
Don't ever say
that's
it in
that's a good friend.
Mm-hmm. It gives real any shit.
Oh, my goodness. So, dermatologists have said that aromatherapy oils can cure hair loss. Apparently, you're supposed to get cedarwood, lavender, thyme, and rosemary oils, and it's about 2 drops for each one, and you mix it in with jojoba and grapeseed oil, and you massage it into your scalp. And they said that patients use the technique every night, and they've experienced hair growth of 88%.
I've actually tried that. It didn't work.
Well, you just ruined my whole entire story. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, I've got some. Have you ever used bay leaves to get rid of ants? They do not like them, and they will avoid them at all costs.
No.
Yeah, like if you have like a trail of ants, next time just grab a bay leaf and like throw it down on the like trail or whatever, even if you're outside, and they will go around it. They don't like the shit. But if you like crush it up, you know, with your little grinder or whatever, and then put it in a spray bottle and liquid and like spray around the corners, it works.
Oh, I gotta try that one.
What about spiders? Because I have a lot of spiders lately, and it's bothering me.
That one, it's called a vacuum cleaner.
No, honey, they're outside because I have, like, huge trees, like, surrounding my house. And these sons of bitch spiders, like, take the dog out to go for a walk. This shit is literally, like, the last spider that I saw, like, with the legs and everything, the length was almost 3 inches. Like, it was freaking huge. I am not in Australia. I am in California. Thank you very much. So,
well, I've got an answer for you. I mean, it's going to solve the problem real quick. Move.
No.
I think
oh,
Jill
okay.
has joined the show.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hello?
I was like, well, I hope that's Jill, because otherwise somebody else is unmuted, and I don't know who they are.
Hi, you guys. How's everything
hey.
Going?
Good.
We're
talking about home remedies right now.
Huh?
We're talking about home remedies right now.
Uh-oh, what's going on? What's happening? Who got a rash?
Well, what had happened was.
Nobody got a rash, but, you know, Jill, you're a mom. Are there any home remedies that you've used that you find that work? I mean, we were talking about aromatherapy oils for hair growth and Listerine to cure, what did I say, lice.
Mm-hmm.
So, is there anything that you've used?
Not yet, no. One thing that I do use, though, I know it's not a remedy, but something that's like all natural that you can use, coconut oil. I don't know if you guys know, but you can use it. I use it as like a body lotion. I put it in my hair, and it's organic. You can buy it from literally the grocery store in the oil section. and it absorbs through your skin. It's really good for your skin. It's healing also. So anyone has acne, it can actually help to heal it. And that's one of the things that I live by. I have a big jar of organic coconut oil in my bathroom, and I use it all over my body, in my hair, my daughter's hair, everywhere.
Nice.
So.
That's so funny. I've been hearing a lot more about it lately, and not just for, like, that kind of stuff, for everything, cooking. I mean, it's, like, the new up-and-coming thing.
Yeah, it's been around forever. It's just that no one really knew, you know, the benefits of it. But, yeah, I've been using it on my hair. You know, my hair has been growing really good, and the ends aren't breaking off anymore, and I love it.
You do
it,
have,
like,
some fabulous hair.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
No way.
I use it on my legs, too. Nice little shine.
Okay.
Oh, my God. And, well, Jeffrey just had so many jokes right now, and he's, like, holding it in.
But I've got no.
Calling.
I have a question for the ladies on the phone, and Jeffy will be for you too. But you're
far
away.
Oh, I'm a lady tonight. I'm Whoopi Cushion.
No. You're far away though. I want to invite you guys to an event next week, and the event is called Red Kitty. So, can you imagine what that is?
Sounds all right.
I don't know, but it sounds like my kind of party. I might have to fly out. Hi.
Okay, so a friend of mine is doing the same. She's teaching women how to be sexy and dance sexy for your man, and how to be sexy at the club and, you know, do little tease things for your man at home. And my husband swears I can't dance, which is a lie. I can, just, he just doesn't see it. He thinks I don't have any rhythm, but I have rhythm. It's my own beat in my mind. But I want to invite you guys out, and I want to get your opinion about things like that. Would you take a dance class for your man, or to make things more romantic in the bedroom or sexy in the bedroom? And will you guys come next week, next Thursday, at, I think it's like 7 or 8 o'clock in the evening, and be a part of this event?
Girl, yes, I'm there. Look, I'm the first one, like, girl, yes, I'm there. I'm already be top locking and doing splits and everything as it is. So. I'm like, you like that, huh? You like that? Pop, pop. Okay. Oh, my God. I got references.
Well, it's not a top locking class. It's more like she said, like, she could teach, you know, us how to make our butts clap and all types of stuff.
I need to make my booty clap for real. I am there.
So I'm like, if I learn how to do stuff like that, I may have another baby on the way. So
girl, if I learn to make my booty clap, they ain't going nowhere.
Oh, my God. Jeffrey, do you
want to
learn how to make your booty clap?
Oh, it's my booty already clapped. Y'all just got to catch up. I learned this stuff, like, you know, over a decade ago in homo school.
Oh, wow. I didn't know there was a school.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Honey, you got to meet him at the door with nothing on.
Oh, I do that already. So I'm going to tell y'all right now, don't pop up my door unannounced.
You a man.
I'm telling you, Angelique, write your tell-all book. I want to hear about the escapades of Miss Angelique Bates, because that shit will be a bestseller.
Oh, man. I'm going to do it. My life is a movie.
So
it really So I don't know if you guys heard But Carrie Underwood, she's a country star. I'm sure you guys have heard of her, American Idol. She, over the weekend, there was a little boy that was holding up a sign, and he said, "Carrie, please be my first kiss." He was a 12-year-old little boy, the cutest thing ever, and she actually pulled him up on stage, and she gave him his first kiss. His first, like, lip-to-lip kiss, like, legitimate kiss. Now, I think that's the cutest thing ever, because a 12-year-old boy has, like, bragging rights for the rest of his life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to ask you girls, at that age, at 12, at 13, who would you have wanted to have been your first kiss? Celebrity.
Michael Jackson. Like Michael Jackson from his Thriller days is Angelique.
And I'm about to say, I had a crush on Will Smith at that age, you know.
Okay.
I think, was that that age, or was I younger? When he was doing, like, Parents Just Don't Understand.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I had a crush.
Okay.
Hello?
Is Mama there?
Mama.
Oh, Miss McKeon. I think he's done screening.
Mama.
I'm doing, like, 10 different jobs at once. I'm sorry.
I'm going to start singing.
Did you hear me say?
Wait, I was singing? What? Yeah, what?
No, did you hear my question?
No,
my
I'm
question
sorry. Could you repeat the question, Alex, for 500?
Yes. For 500, Vanna, I'd like for you to please describe to me who would have been your first celebrity at the age, whoever was popular at whatever age. So if you were 12 or 13, who was popular then that you were like, oh, my God, I wanted them to be my first kiss?
Who did I want to have their baby?
No.
Go away.
I'm you keep talking now. Well, okay, so who was my first celebrity crush?
Yes.
Who would you have wanted to be your kiss?
The one that I wanted to kiss? What?
Yes,
I don't
your first kiss. Back then, when you was younger, who would have been your...
Okay. Well, okay. If it was a girl, it would have been Cherry Johnson from Punky Brewster, who just happens to be coming on Unscripted Radio tonight at 9:30. I'm just saying. And you like that? And if it was, you know, obviously... Yeah, thank you. If it was a boy, it would probably have been Zach Morris.
From Saved by the Bell?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay,
like,
look,
who?
I don't like blondes at all, but I don't know what it is about that boy, but ooh. Still to this day, him and LL, baby, him and LL, oh, Lord. Mm-hmm.
Mario Lopez is sexy, too.
No, no, girl, no, not with that hairdo. Not then, not no, just say no.
Mario Lopez, are you for real?
Now he's hot, but not then.
I agree.
Yeah, I think he's sexier now than he was back in the Saved by the Bell days.
Yeah.
I would have been.
He's way hot now. But with that fucking, like, Jericho.
I saw the potential.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that what your problem is in life? Is you always see the potential?
You know what? Let me tell you something.
She date on potential. Like, you can potentially pursue a good man. Potentially.
Ooh, wait. Make a clap.
Okay. My turn. And my childhood crush at that age, because if at the age of 12, it was, what, 1994 for me. Mm-hmm. So my crush was, I had two big crushes. And I don't like blonde boys either, but for whatever reason, Jonathan Brandis was, like, one of, like, my top people that I was just like, oh, my God, he is so cute. And
oh, okay. I totally had one on him, too, when he was in Ladybugs wearing that little skirt.
Right? He was so cute.
Yeah.
And then my next crush was like a huge celebrity crush, and I liked him even more because I'm Cuban and he's Cuban, and I was like, oh my God, we can get married and have babies, and but it didn't happen. So yeah,
it can still happen. Keep the dream alive. Keep the dream alive.
Well, considering I married someone else, that would probably be a problem. But you know, I can be like, if I can only get divorced for a weekend and see what happens.
Exactly.
Oh, I got in trouble for that. I was going to try to get divorced for a weekend and go hang out with Daisy's cousin.
Okay, first of all, you cannot ask a question like that when you first got married. Like, that's like years down the line. You're like, let's have a free weekend.
Or just
I don't
create
need
an
a free weekend. I just need a free night. Like, I need like 20 minutes.
Oh, wow.
That's
not going
to take Jeffrey. That's not good.
I was going to say, that's good. No, I'm saying all I need to really do is see some things, and I'll be fine.
All righty.
Well, Jeffrey was mad at me because he was like, oh, your cousin is hot and this and that. I sent him a picture of my cousin without his shirt on when he was actually, he was, 0% body fat. And Jeffrey almost died. He literally texted me back, sweet Jesus, there is a God.
Yeah.
Well,
there he
is. Angelique, didn't I send you the photo?
Yes, and I saw it. Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Ah.
Right.
And then Jeffrey asked me who the nice piece of chocolate was on the side. Because there was two guys in the picture. Did you get the picture with both guys?
No, I only saw one.
Oh, no. Jeffrey, send
Never
her the
know.
Other picture. With.
I will.
You're holding out.
He is holding out. He even told me, are you sure that your cousin and you don't want to come down October 20th for the benefit?
Oh.
So, yeah, he's that's like, hilarious. I have a big house. I got room.
See, I know how you can see him. You don't do the divorces. What you do is you get in an argument on Friday, and Friday night you go spread to Saturday, and then you make up Sunday. That's how that works.
Oh, my God. But
you can't do that when you're married, though.
Exactly.
Are you boyfriend and girlfriend? You can do that. You can break up. Get back together. It didn't count.
Although, hold on. That brings us to our next topic. You know, if we were to have, you know, someone say, listen, I need to say you're married. I know Jill and I are married. Angelique, pretend. And Jeffrey,
okay.
I'm sorry. Mama Cushon. You know, if our significant other did say, hey, I'll go ahead and I'll give you a weekend, would you take that hall pass, like that movie? Would you take that chance and go screw around?
No.
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 Yeah. We all say no.
I can't think of anybody that I want to sleep with outside of my husband, actually. Yeah.
Well, you know, I didn't say anything about sleeping with. I mean, necessarily, you don't have to sleep with them. But let's just say that, you know, you want to just suck somebody's face for a little bit.
Did you say suck someone's face? What did you say?
Wait, suck somebody's face for a little bit. You know, suck face, kiss.
Oh, I thought you said fuck someone's face. My bad.
Wait, what?
Angelique, mind out of gutter, please.
My bad.
Hey, where is she going with this conversation?
So suck the fucking face.
Where she always goes. Oh, my goodness.
OMG. Sucking face, I don't know. It depends on what kind of relationship me and my husband have. Like, if our relationship is good, I don't want to start opening doors for BS. Because, obviously, if I do it, then he's going to want to do it.
That's right.
Exactly.
Me, personally, I'm not trying to catch no cases. So, I'm not going to go there.
You know, sometimes I think things like that are more fantasy. Like, you know, we think, like, if I could just, you see somebody cute, you're like, ooh, I wouldn't mind having a date with that person. But in actuality, you're, if you're happy with who you are, you're not really trying to date anybody else or be with anyone else in a romantic way.
Right.
So, true.
Yeah.
But in all honesty, I mean, if I were out somewhere and, like, someone like Ryan Gosling was like, hey, baby, what's up, I'd have to think about it. And then I'd probably end up going home and going, baby, I'm sorry, but it was Ryan Gosling. Like, I can't. seriously, like, that's in all honesty, I would probably have to think about it. And I love him to death. He's the greatest and everything else. But, I mean, yeah, just, I'd have to think about it. Knowing me, I probably wouldn't just because I'm such a putt, but I would think about it.
It'd cross your mind, yeah.
Yeah.
Not for everybody, it'd cross your mind, but then when it comes down to doing it, you're like, nah, never mind. Going
shoot. Home. All I know is that my husband don't want to ask me that because after I do this red kitty and learn how to make my booty clap, I was about to be deadly.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
And you know what it is? When you're in a relationship and you're married in a relationship, you don't have time. I don't know how people would cheat or do anything else. You don't have time. You don't have the energy to give nobody else.
Right. Right. And throw kids in that.
And throw a child involved. Yeah, it's sad. See, there goes my daughter right there.
And there it goes.
I know. I was like, what child is that?
Mine's are watching The Wiz right now. They was Grammy.
Oh, my goodness.
And honestly, if my husband and I got a weekend, I'm going to get to myself. I always go rent a beautiful hotel room, get room service, and leave my hubby and my daughter at home. That's romantic right now.
Preach. Preach.
That is not romantic to me, but, you know. Look at that.
Like, give me the weekend off.
I know. So, Angelique, you had a talk to me this morning, and you were asking me a question. Why don't you relay that question to Jill here and see what she says.
Uh-oh.
Well, the question I had mentioned was, do you think males masturbate more than females?
Absolutely. I don't know how to elaborate on that. Yes, they do.
Well, I mean,
it's much easier access. You don't need anything to go with it. You know, it's just, absolutely.
Well, you know, I used to think that too, but there was a couple guys, like, I actually asked that. There was one, like, he really wasn't into the whole masturbation thing. Like, you know, I'm like, oh, don't you want to put on a porno or something? He's like, nah, like, that does nothing for me. Like, I'd rather girl be there. And I'm looking at him like he's crazy. Like, I'm like, so you don't, like, whack off, you know, like, KY Jelly, no, to see how far you can shoot. Like, you don't do none of that? Like, for real? He was just like, and I was just like, wow. And I ran into a couple of guys that were like that. And I was like, I just thought they were weird. Like,
you know, everything that they do in puberty counts the rest of their life. Like, they do enough at that point that they still would outnumber anything a female does. If you just add up age 12 to 18, yes, they do.
You know, that's true, 'cause I get tired sometimes.
Oh my goodness. Wait, I think we have Topher on the line. Topher, is that you?
Hello?
Topher. Okay, well,
hey guys, how are you?
I was going to ask him. Is he there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up?
Topher, you as a male, how many times do you masturbate a week?
A week? Holy shit, I don't have enough fingers. Hang on.
I love it.
Honestly, maybe I'm gonna go five or six. Maybe
five or six. Okay. That's that's a good number.
Maybe.
That's like a Monday through Friday when you're like you don't have a date. Okay.
Right, right.
Well, I'm married also, so that might look bad for me, but you know. depending on the week. It can go anywhere between three to six depending on the week.
Right.
Okay.
So you're a married guy. So when you weren't married, how often?
I choose not to answer that question.
I'm telling you, I know they do. They're way more than a female.
Well, it is because, you know, I'm not one to be, you know, promiscuous or anything. That's not my deal. That's not what I want. There is way too much involved with that. I don't want to know. I'd rather just, you know, kind of have, you know, an intimate moment, and then it's done and it's over with, and you can move on about your day and finish the dishes.
Yes! Oh, God.
I love that Topher was mad enough to just answer me, and I put him on blast, and he could have told me to go fuck myself, but he didn't. Which I love, so thank you, Topher, for being a good sport.
Absolutely. I would never tell you to go fuck yourself.
Yeah. You could have.
Notice, by the way,
that's something that you could tell Topher, though.
Yeah. This is true. But notice how Jeff is quiet. Jeff has not said a word.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I thought he was off
Jeff.
The line. He's so quiet.
No, he's still there. He's still there. He just chooses to be quiet.
Yeah, no,
oh,
Jeff's doing stuff, so Jeff is multitasking. So, Miss Angelique, since you're single, how many times do you masturbate a week?
Well, I am single, but...
And ready to mingle.
Right, you know, I mingle every now and then. But about 3 to 5 times, because, I mean, you know, females, it kind of gets tiring. Like, you know, sometimes, you know, your putts just, like, leave me alone.
All right, and what about you, Jill? Do you find yourself maybe, you know, saying you don't want to get into a whole, you know, intercourse and deciding, hey, maybe I'll just pleasure myself?
Actually, I don't masturbate.
What?
I don't.
Notice that Angelique goes, what?
I'm married, and when you're married, you're pretty much, you know, if you're in a happy marriage, you're pretty sexually active with your husband. And I say if you're happily, it's a lot of, you know, so I don't really, I'm not trying to do it in between the time of, you know, I'm pleasuring my husband. It's enough.
Well, I mean, like, no masturbation while having sex or, like, nothing like that. Like, really?
No.
Oh, right. Angelique, I'll answer that. I know I don't do that.
Really?
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're still waiting on your book.
I know, right? I'm like
oh
shocked right now.
Well, I'll tell you this much. My husband is very well endowed, and there would be no room to do that. Let's just put it that way.
Oh.
Yeah.
What did I write to you in?
I'm confused. I don't even know what y'all was talking about.
I have to unmute myself. Excuse me, can you repeat that again? You said your husband was what?
Her husband's packing, okay? That's what she's saying.
That's what I thought she said.
He's hung like a donkey.
Oh.
And as Katrina would say, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
It's true. What? I can't help it. It's the truth.
But if he's hitting it from the back, you can get it from the front.
What? That's true. But it's true. No, it's true. But you... Yeah.
Not for you?
All right. I'm going to stop trying to convince you to masturbate.
I'm going to go up to my husband tonight. I'm going to be like, listen, I'm supposed to get on all fours, and I'm supposed to masturbate because Angelique told me to.
And then come back and tell us how it works.
Is that my homework?
Yes.
Is that like an uncensored radio experiment and I'm the fucking guinea pig?
Try to make a booty jump. Come back next week and let us know how it went.
Yes.
I'm going to say that along with, oh, yeah, and Jill wants me to take classes so I can clap my booty.
Red tippy. That is not the only thing you're going to learn. You'll learn other things, too.
That conversation with my husband can go one of two ways, and it's probably not going to end up good.
Is there pole sliding in this?
Oh?
Is it pole dancing? Like, is there any pole dancing, pole sliding, swinging around the pole in class?
I'm not sure. We will find out.
I'm going to bring my gloves just in case.
You have pole sliding gloves?
Okay, you know when you go to the gym and you lift the weights and everything, you have those little gloves. You know, if I'm going to be spinning, I'm about to get my workout, so I don't want to burn my hands while I'm spinning around the pole.
Oh wow, you are.
I told you her ass needs a book. It's 50 Shades of Fucking Angelique. Probably literally the title would work. So,
have you taken a class before? Because it sounds like you've taken a class before. You got gloves and prepared, asking all the right questions.
No, I mean, I go to a lot of strip clubs, and I've just seen them do some things, and I'm trying to learn how to do them things in this one class, you know? So,
I'm getting my
classwork.
She's going to be there after class trying to get some extra credit.
I really am. I'm like, wait a minute, I almost got it. Hold on.
Now, she'll be doing the class more than once, so, like, you don't get down the first time, you will be able to go back another time, you know, to get some extra lessons.
Angelique will be an honor roll student.
I know.
Top of the class.
With honors.
Now, can you naturally dance? Just period?
Oh, yes.
Like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, okay. So you're not rhythmically challenged or anything. Okay, cool.
Mm-mm. Oh, no.
Rhythmically challenged.
I've got references.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
So, which brings us to another case, Sandra. We were talking about husbands and relationships earlier.
Mm-hmm.
How long before you start moving in with them?
Wow.
In silence.
Well, the question is, do you move in or do you stay apart? That's a good question. And
I definitely think that probably the first 5 months. Normally some people end up screwing up for themselves, like, before you even hit that 5 months. But, like, after 5-6 months, I think maybe, like, casually, you know, staying a couple of nights here and there, because you want to see how they act with you, like, almost 24/7, because you can easily kick it with someone for a couple of hours, go back and do your thing, and you have no idea what their habits are. I mean, you don't know if they like to walk around and just straight blow gas. You don't know if they like to walk around with the hand they draws all the time. Like, you don't know. You don't know if they drink out the car, and you want to know these things. So, like, I say probably towards maybe a year, especially if you guys are thinking about getting married or something, you really need to move in with this person before you guys say that I do. And, you know, don't do it backwards.
I feel both sides. I was an advocate of you do not live with a person before you get married. I had a stance against that. And I ended up living with my current husband before we got married. And I think there's pros and cons to both sides of it. I think the pro is that you do get to know the person very quickly, very well, good, bad habits, you know. But I think the con is that the relationship can move faster in terms of, like, you're already living like you're married. It can, you know, it can take away the dating aspect of it quicker because when you're living apart, you know, you're still meeting and going out on dates and things like that. And when you kind of move in together, see each other every day, it becomes kind of common. So I think that, you know, number one, unless you really plan on marrying someone, I wouldn't even think about having someone move in with me before you move in with them. And looking back on it, I kind of wish we did move in together so soon. I wish that we would have dated longer. And we have a good marriage, but even with that, I would have liked to have dated a little bit longer.
Okay. Well, I didn't move in with my husband until we actually were married, just because my parents were very, very vocal and very active in my life, and they just, I mean, I wouldn't have gotten disowned, but they would have been very, very disappointed if I wouldn't have been married before we moved in. And so, mm-hmm. of course, I learned a lot of other habits that I kind of knew, but at the same time, it was adjusting to living with somebody else, and we were learning together. So I think that that kind of brought us together more as far as, mm-hmm. you know, I didn't have my parents to rely on. I didn't have, you know, my mom was very much a Hispanic mother, you know, stay-at-home mom, you know, housewife. She would cook, she would clean. When we would come home from school, she would have our meals. She was very nurturing. So when I moved in with my husband and it was like, and he's like, so what are you making for dinner? I'm like, what? What are you talking about?
let me ask you a question. Did you move from your parents' house into your husband's house or together?
No, we got a place together.
But did you live on your own in between?
No, I didn't. No, because
wow.
I met my husband when I was young. I was 17. I wasn't even 18 yet. And I met him through mutual friends, and he was much older. And not much older. He's just like 4 years older than me, but that's fine. And we dated for a long time. I mean, we were engaged, not living together, engaged for about 2 years because I wanted everything perfect because I'm very much a perfectionist. We didn't get married until I was 23.
Oh.
So we've been together now in November. It'll be 12 years that we've been together. Married, it'll be 6 years on the 14th of October.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I lived with my parents. Again, Hispanic families, for some reason, I mean, they want you living there until you're like 30 or 40. It doesn't matter. They never want you to leave home. That was like one of my biggest things that I kind of resented for my parents was that I actually got really high marks in school, in high school, and I actually had a scholarship to Northwestern, but because it was in another state, they didn't let me go. I was 17.
Wow.
Yeah, because they wanted me to be close to home. So that was always like one of the things that I bring up, and I'm like, I could have gone to Northwestern. You guys suck. And it's like, no, because, you know, it would have been in a different state if something would have happened to you and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I kind of get it because, you know, some people that grow up in a conservative household end up, you know, wiling out a bit. And so probably if I would have had that much freedom at that age, I probably would have been a little slut.
Oh.
You grew up.
Yeah. It's true.
But, okay, let me ask you this now that since you didn't have that experience, do you wish you have had that experience before you got married? Like just had a little bit of the single life or, you know, just having that little independence?
You know, my husband and I, like, we did it for a long time. And in between there, you know, we did break up. I did date other people. There were, you know, there was like two periods of time where we had split up and there was a couple of months in between. So my personality is not like that. Like I'm outgoing as it is, whether I have a boyfriend or a husband or whoever it may be by my side, who I am is who I am. I don't necessarily need that label to be lifted in order for me to, you know, experience independence or life. I've never been that way. So he kind of knew that. So it was just kind of like what you see is what you get. And if you don't like me to be loud and to have fun and to dance on tables, then we're probably going to have a problem.
Wow.
That's interesting. Yeah, I think it's interesting when people go from home to marriage. And I was different. I wanted to be independent and live on my own and da 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 da.
Right.
And I don't think that it takes anything away either, you know, either way. It's just, you know, I think it's the way you grow up and kind of what your expectations are. But I actually wish I was a little more conservative when I was before I got married. So, and I have a conservative parent, but I kind of broke away and come into my own thing and be independent. And, you know, I don't always think that's necessarily the best thing.
Okay. Angelique, I kind of feel like you were a wild child, weren't you?
Ah, please, my mama had straight chains on me. She was not playing. I was the only child. So, you know, my mama, if I needed to go outside for some air, my mama was there. If I needed to go to the bathroom, my mama was there. So I didn't really, I'm trying to figure out, when did I really, like, get some freedom? I'd say probably really when I turned 18, and even then she didn't really adjust too well because, you know, I graduated from high school early, like at 15, 16, and I went straight to college. And that was just like, that adjustment was just wild. You know, I'm in college, and, you know, I'm running track and everything, and there's my mom. You know, like, my mom was
no way.
I am so serious. And, you know, that, you know, my homies are trying to, like, get me to, like, go to these little events, and they're just like, okay, cool. But your mom is going to have to stay home. So, you know.
Wow.
I didn't really get freedom like until I was 18. But did I move out immediately? No, I think I ended up moving out like when I was 22. I think I ended up, you know, roommating with a couple of friends and whatever and tried that out. Then I ended up pretty much on my own. I haven't really been back home since. So, but, you know, my mom being on me is what kept me, you know, walking the straight and narrow. But I believe if I hadn't been so sheltered, I probably wouldn't have been going wild when I hit 18, like, woo, party time, let me go here, go there, hit these events, let me do this. Like, me and my friends were wild when we hit 18. It was like, yes, freedom. But, you know, it is what it is. It was a learning experience.
Okay. Well, the good thing about me, like, growing up is that my parents, even though they were conservative, like, I wasn't allowed to spend the night at my friends' houses. Like, they were very strict, like, on certain things to protect me, which I understand. But on the bad side, like, they said, you can't go out with your friends, like, to the movies or anything like that, but if you want to go out, you can go out with your brothers. Well, I had two older brothers. You know, I was 13. One of them was 21, and the other one was 17. So you do the math on what kind of debauchery and what kind of just ridiculousness I was exposed to at such a young age. And, you know, my parents were okay with it. You know, and I would tell my mom, I'd be like, do you know what these idiots did? And she'd start laughing, and she'd just be like, well, she's like, see? She's like, learn how men are. She's like, see how your brothers are with women? They're like, you know, pay attention. And it's true. It did help me, but at the same time, it's like, I had my first cigarette when I was 13. I had my first drink when I was like 12. I experienced a lot of stuff. We used to party hard, and it was fun. You know, I enjoyed it. I like going out with my brother's friends. And, you know, they took care of me, which kind of sucked when I started coming into my own because I was like 15, 16, and I was like ready to have a boyfriend, and their friends were freaking hot. And they were like, you cannot date any friends. And it was horrible because we went to, like, these parties. It's kind of weird to say, but, like, there's, like, a society out there that it's, like, a Cuban society that they throw, like, different types of parties, and they have, like, a debutante ball, and they have, like, all this other stuff. And we were part of that. And these guys were, like, gorgeous. And they would just want to dance with me. And then all of a sudden, I would be surrounded by, like, five or six of my brother's friends going, what are you doing? Go sit down. And I'm like, fuck, I want to dance too. It was bad. It was bad. But you know what? It was fun too. Because I did learn a lot. I called guys on their bullshit real quick.
Yeah.
Right. I think having
an older brother, sorry about that, is I think it's great. I had an older brother growing up. And I think the best part about it, they are overprotective. And they, you know, they aren't going to let you date anybody who they know isn't, you know, worth your time. But they also are very protective, and, you know, they'll beat up people for you, and if everybody knows who your brothers are, they won't mess with you. So I loved having an older brother and having that type of security that comes with having an older brother. So, but, yeah, they will definitely, you know, expose you to how they treat women. And I think it's a good lesson growing up to know that, okay, if my brothers do that, my brother's a good guy, then what are, you know, these other guys who are trying to talk to me? What are they lying and saying to me? So I think it's good. They get exposed to those types of things early.
I totally agree. I agree with them.
I know you don't have kids yet, but do you plan on raising your kids with the same conservatism that your parents did?
To an extent. I mean, I think that I'm a lot more open. And you know what? My mom was too. She was very, like, she wasn't stupid. She knew, you know, the first time that I had my cigarette, she smelled it on me, and she's just like, did you have a cigarette? And then she was very, she wasn't like, you're going to be punished, you're grounded. I've never been grounded in my entire life. My parents didn't do that. You know, I think my mom maybe hit me twice, and I think my father only hit me once in my lifetime. And it was because they really were really ridiculously good parents. They, you know, my mom would tell me, like, you know, you shouldn't smoke because not only is it ugly in women, but it causes this, it's bad for your health. Like, she gave me the rundown. She didn't tell me, oh, my God, what were you thinking? What were you doing? She didn't do any of that. So it made it a lot easier for me to go to my parents to talk about anything. And that's the kind of relationship that I would like to have. And that's the relationship that I have with my nieces and nephews. If they do something, I don't just scream at them and say, stop, don't do that. And, you know, I explain to them, like, listen, honey, you need to be careful. You don't do that because of this. And I give them a reason. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't reprimand somebody off the bat. And I've seen a lot of people where they're like, you know, especially when you go to, like, the grocery store or something. And case in point, I went on Monday, and I went to Walmart because I needed something, and this lady, her kid was just screaming at the top of his lungs, and, you know, you could tell that she was embarrassed and everything else, and instead of, like, talking to him, calming him down, you know, being a good parent in my eyes, she's like, shut up, what are you doing? Shut up, you're making a scene, I'm just going to leave you.
Wow.
I'm going to leave you here if you don't stop crying. Wow. And it's just like, really, lady? Like, what? Obviously, there's something wrong. Like, why are you making them even more aggravated? Like, it just didn't make sense to me. So, to answer your question, I will to a certain degree, but I will probably be a little bit more open to, I'm still going to inflict the no sleepovers rule just because I've seen what happens when, you know, little girls have older brothers or, you know, their brother's friends or whatever. So I'm going to say no to that. And, or at least until they're old enough to where I'm like, listen, this is what happens. You need to learn straight off the bat. That's why I was like telling my husband, I was like, we need a boy first because I can't handle having a girl first.
Hilarious.
Now, boys have a lot more energy, though. They will. Oh, my gosh. They have a lot of energy.
That
you have to make sure you're ready.
Right.
Is that Angelique?
Who? Oh, no, that's Jill. Yeah, that's Jill. I have a boy. I do have a boy first and a girl. So, actually, I was grateful for the boy because he looks out for his sister. And that's how I always wanted it, though, you know?
Yeah.
That's good. See, that's what I want. Because my brothers did look out for me, so that was always a good thing. But you guys, we're coming to a close. Can you guys believe it? It's the end of Chick Chat. We've had another great episode. I can't even believe it. Well, thank you, Miss Angelique Bates. Thanks, Jill. Thank you, Topher and Mama Jeffrey. Tune in next Thursday for another edition of Chick Chat. We will be having a special guest next week. So please tune in 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Stay tuned for Guilty Pleasures.
stuff.
We're saying what we want, give it to you non-stop. Any place, any time, not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll, we never gonna tell. Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
Well, hello, hey there, and good evening, everybody. This here is Uncensored Radio, your guiltiest pleasure. And I, of course, is the hostess with the mouses, Mr. Jeffrey Emmett. Go on, go ahead, applause, I'll wait. Alongside me this evening, I've got Miss Daisy May.
Hello, love.
Hey, Puddin' Pop. We've got Topher.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good.
Good,
and we've
good,
got
good.
Our crazy lunatic resident blonde in the house, Katrina A. Johnson
that,
from Nickelodeon's All That. How you doing?
That'd be me. Just peachy. Another fabulous, crazy day in Sin City for me.
It's so funny you mentioned peachy, because our friend that's coming on at 9:30 today, Miss Cherry Johnson, has a book out called Peaches and Cream.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm pretty excited to hear all about it, because not only is she an amazing actress that we all grew up watching, but she's also a writer, producer, director, you know, jack of all trades. I'm excited to hear.
She truly is. Like, she, I was just looking some stuff up, and she really does it all. Like, she has, like, a 7-book deal. She's been acting. She's produced 10 movies. Like, she's keeping busy.
She's no joke. She's the real deal. She reminds me of Ms. Ashley.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, just a diva, basically. Well-rounded diva.
I can't believe how great she looks. She still
yeah,
looks...
Yeah, no, she looks good.
She looks really
and young.
Good.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Well, I'm certainly looking forward to that, especially because Punky Brewster was one of my favorite shows growing up.
Oh, see, we were meant to be friends because that was my favorite show growing up. I wanted to be Punky Brewster's friend. I wanted to be Cherry.
Oh, girl.
I wanted Brandon. I wanted her dog. That was, like, the best dog ever. He ran away. Everybody was sad. That was the dog that everybody needed to have. Everybody wanted a Brandon in their life.
It's true.
No. I wanted a treehouse. We're talking about Punky Brewster, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Okay, I just did a lot. I wanted that damn treehouse. But you know what? I'm going to bring this up. She's probably going to kill me. Who watched the show? Who watched Punky Brewster?
I did. I watched it every week.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So do you remember the episode where they were playing hide and go seek?
Yes.
And Cherry Johnson hid in an old refrigerator that was out back underneath Punky Brewster's playhouse, and she got trapped in there and she couldn't breathe, and they had to do CPR, and that was like the big episode, like learn CPR and save your friend, and then there was like the warning, do not hide in a refrigerator or other
options.
Oh,
like, my
oh.
God. I was a lot traumatized when she locked herself in that refrigerator. I said, what the hell are you doing in there? That's not a place to hide. You hide in the box. You don't hide in the refrigerator itself. Traumatized for years. And I tell you what, the episode that Brandon was lost, that her dog was lost, and the episode that Cherry was locked in the refrigerator are the only two episodes I think people remember. That's it.
No,
am I wrong?
There
am
was
I wrong?
The one where they were trapped in a cave. Or there was something where they were in a cave camping or some crap, and there was, like, a ghost spirit came, and then, like, the Indian Punky Brewster came, and she was, like, wearing feathers, and it was, like, today's standard, completely racist.
Normal.
And,
oh.
Yeah, like,
Lord.
Oh, no, horrible. Like, you know, she's wearing, like, the Indian feather in the back of her head and shit. Like, no, people would be offended today. But it was, like, her Indian spirit that came and saved them from, like, the evil boogeyman in the cave, and then they magically, like, got out somehow.
Wow.
I don't remember, like, every single episode like this. Like, I need to go brush up. Is it on Netflix?
I have not
Jeffrey
seen the show in probably over a decade. I don't remember every
Jeffrey's
episode
our
like
resident, this. He's our resident Wikipedia.
Oh, goodness.
He remembers everything
cheating.
About everything.
No, like, I loved Punky Brewster as a kid. Like, it was one of my favorite shows. I even watched the cartoon. I had, like, the coloring books, the stuffed animal. That's what's up.
All right. you're serious.
Like, I was. I loved it. Like, I mean, yeah, it was crazy. And then, you know, she's on Family Matters, which, who, I mean, everybody's got to have seen that.
Yeah.
Really? That's all I get is a yeah?
That's all you
that
get.
That was for me.
Yes,
of course.
Mr. Urkel. Like, and now I can't remember, though. I want to say her name in the show is Maxine, that she went with Eddie's best friend, Waldo, there. I could be mistaken. We'll have to ask her when she gets on air, but I'm so thrilled.
I'm really ecstatic. I can't wait to hear the story of how her role on Punky Brewster came about, because I heard a rumor that her famous uncle wrote the pilot, and he was just naming a character after her, and she's like, oh, no. No one's going to play me but me, and that's how it came about. I want to hear the story, though, from her and see if it's true.
That's awesome.
I know. I want to know, like, how do you go from, like, because, I mean, she was a child star, and, it, you know, it kind of worked for her. She was on, I think Punky Brewster was on for, like, 4 years, and then I think there was a little bit of a break, and then she was on Family Matters for, like, 8 years, or 6 years at least. You know, so how she, I don't remember hearing any crazy stories of her about getting DWI or slamming into shit.
I was waiting for that. I was waiting for it. That's awesome.
You knew where I was going.
Oh, yeah. You had to go there. And we had to let you.
Mm-hmm.
I think
well,
her... Yeah, I think her character's name on Family Matters was Maxine Johnson.
It was.
Yep. I just said that,
well,
girl.
Oh, I didn't know you said Johnson. She's a Johnson in every show. I like that. She's my long-lost relative.
She's made, I mean, she's just everywhere. She made appearances on The Parker, The Proud Family, Days of Our Lives, starred and produced the film I Did, that premiered on I mean, she's just been all over the place. And I want to know, like, how do you go from, like, actor to getting such an amazing book deal? Her first book, Around the World Twice, was released a while ago, and then she had a poetry book, I Did, with her co-writer. Oh, no, wait.
Yeah,
the poetry
pretty...
book was called Two Different Walks of Life. I'm so sorry.
Come on, Jeffrey, get it together.
Her second novel, Peaches and Cream, just came out in August. So I can't
That's
wait to hear
favorite.
About the book.
That title
yeah.
just does something to me on the inside. Probably not what it's supposed to do.
And do you know she's an editor at large for Success newspaper?
No, wow.
She's like a Jamaican.
Holy
shit.
Who's over Jennifer Aniston? Shit.
She's got a whole lot of hats on.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. She is all over the place. But, you know, speaking of child stars, Katrina. What's
yes.
your best friend up to these days?
Oh, yeah, I can sense the sarcasm. I'm like, Daisy, what are you doing? Tell him. I don't know. Yeah, no, you would probably be talking about Amanda Bynes there, aren't you?
Oh, just a little bit, don't you know?
Yeah, oh, I know. She just pled not guilty. Get this, not guilty. Ha, 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 ha. Not guilty to 2 hit and runs. 2 DUIs, and 2 counts of driving on a suspended license. That right there is 6 charges, boys and girls. So she could easily go away for, like, at least a year. So I've taken baking classes. I'm going to be baking her a cake with a big old saw in it. And I'm going to walk around pacing out front of the jail with a T-shirt on that says Free Amanda Bynes. Because she's way more entertaining to me when she's not behind bars and she's just being crazy.
Yeah.
As much as I like to talk smack about the train wreckness, just because, you know, I can relate, I don't think really that jail's the right place for her. I don't know. We could do something else to channel those talents in a positive way, like give her a daycare or something. To run.
I would be so afraid for the children.
And make a reality show out of it.
No,
because
I have to get behind the wheel to take somebody to the dentist appointment. It's going to be a mess.
Well, she'd be so fun, though. But
teacher
she'd be so
knit.
Fun.
No, she had a knit. That was she's at home all the time. She needs some driver's ed, she needs some therapy, and she needs some Jesus. That's what she needs.
Well, look, and just because marijuana is legal in California doesn't mean you can smoke it in the presence of children.
Oh. Yeah. Didn't she get caught doing that in her friend's garage?
No.
I read somewhere that she did, yeah. Allegedly.
She said
supposedly.
It was salvia, wasn't it?
They all say that. What a crock of salvia
Chet.
That is, if you ask me.
Here's my thing, though. Like, first they said that her lawyers were leaving her, and then they said that, no, they're still with her and her legal team. It's like, if you have a legal team, like any attorney, I'm not an attorney, but I can think, hey, there's probably the city attorney is giving you a plea bargain. Why aren't you taking it? Why aren't you telling her to take it? You know?
Because there's no money in that.
That's true.
Yeah.
But she
I
can't have
that
much money.
Think that having Amanda run a daycare is a great punishment.
To the kid.
Shut down, you fuckers. We're going to bring in Amanda.
Exactly.
Oh, that's horrible.
I don't know
if
they
realize
that her Amanda old, show.
Yeah, they might think she's funny.
Probably. She talks to herself and stuff. They think she's entertaining. Like, look, Mommy, it's a movie in person.
That mm-hmm. child. I hope she gets better. Ish. You know, I don't wish no harm on nobody.
Well, I don't
right.
wish any harm, but I don't want her to get better, like be boring, like be a square. That's no fun for me.
I think you're just bitter because
I just
she
want her to be
your
functional.
Ass on Twitter.
I know. I should be more bitter than I am, but I just, you know,
okay.
I wish her well. I
like,
just
you know
don't
you've
want her
made
to stop
it when Amanda Pines
me.
Is pissed off at you enough to block you on Twitter.
There you go.
Yeah.
Like, you and President Obama are probably the only two blocked on her Twitter page now.
No, why are you telling President Obama? I thought
and Lindsay
I was asking him for help.
I thought it would have gone over so much better than it did.
Whoops. Yeah. But the fans ate it up, but, you know. That's all.
Yeah, okay. Go to hell.
But that's all.
You know, I think at every point in, and you know, I'm not a celebrity, I'm not a former child star at all. I think there's a point where you just kind of break. You know, you're not the child star that you were your claim to fame. You're not the one. You're not that person anymore. You're an adult, and it's really hard for you to kind of move into that role. Jennifer Aniston's the other way around. She made it big as an adult, and now that she's kind of moving into her adult years, she's not doing all that well. I think that everybody kind of has that hiccup. Everybody just has that point where it's just like, I just don't want to fucking do this anymore. And they kind of lose their shit. It just happens that everybody is behind the wheel of the car when they decide they're going to do that over and over and over again. That I don't understand. Why
Wait,
are you driving
did you say Jennifer
kid?
Aniston?
Yeah, when did she lose her mind?
Not lost her mind, but, like, she was this big actress. You know, she was everywhere, and, you know, she was a big A-list star. Everybody wanted her movies, and her movies suck now. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but
I,
she's
you know,
still getting
well, they've
hard,
always sucked.
Left and right. I know, like, she's never really had a big successful movie career.
Thank
she's
you.
Just,
yeah, tell me which good one that I missed that she was in.
Okay, there's quite a few that I like, but, I mean, I don't.
Thank
she's never
you.
Really been in big blockbusters.
Yeah,
she
no,
did,
not a fan.
Wasn't the
yeah.
that Jake Gyllenhaal one where she like cheated on her husband with the Jake Gyllenhaal character that he wanted to be called Catcher from Catch on the Rye?
Desperate.
Oh,
Desperate,
yes,
that
was a good movie.
Despair.
That was a very good movie. I don't remember what that was, but I'll look it up right now. But that was a really good movie. That was another side of her that I hadn't seen because I was used to all of the, you know, the funny, the romance comedies, you know, the Picture Perfect and, you
right.
know, the one with the gay guy where Paul Rudd, where it was
Picture
she had a baby.
Was that Picture
yeah.
Perfect? Yeah.
Was that Picture Perfect?
I thought that was Picture Perfect. I could be wrong.
Okay.
Well, the only one
I
liked that she ever did was Horrible Bosses because she was a horny aggressor, and I could relate. But other than that, maybe... Okay, fine. Along Came Polly. I loved her in that, and that's it.
Well, that looks good.
Great movie.
What about Rumor Has It?
No. I mean, who hired Kevin Costner anyway? I'm sorry.
I love Kevin Costner.
I do. I love him in Dancing with the Wolves.
She did not just say Dancing with the Wolves.
She did, but she tried to mutter it under her breath, and you just put her on blast.
Of course
no,
I am.
No, I just had Dances with Wolves. I like that movie, okay?
Look it.
Tatanka.
It's like ramen noodles. You know everybody has them, but we don't talk about them.
Exactly.
Dances with Wolves is one of those movies that everybody's seen.
It's like you could, yeah, but you could, you could experience it properly on mute.
Hold on. Did
like,
you just say ramen?
It's like porn.
He just said ramen. I thought it was ramen. Isn't
ramen,
it Tub
Ramen?
Ramen,
top ramen,
he also
top
said,
ramen.
He also said elementary school.
I heard him say, what was it, Chicken Filla?
Chicken
Filla.
I remember that he said Chicken Filla.
No, that wasn't me. That was Fishman. I said Chicken Filet.
It's not Chicken Filet either.
I know it's not. Yep. Did I even use the word? It was derailed. It was in derailed.
Oh, goodness gracious.
I like this conversation is getting.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
All
right.
Sorry.
Okay,
you
wait.
Bring it back
excuse
there.
Me. I did find a breakup or a movie that she was in that actually did amazing. The Breakup.
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
I was disappointed, though, because it wasn't funny enough. It was too real.
Well, I don't think it was supposed to be funny.
Well, it sounds like it is, and in the trailer it looks like it's going to be funny, so you expect it to be funny, and then it's not.
I thought it was a great film. Like,
sorry.
I
disappointed. Next.
You
did anybody
know,
see Wanderlust?
She was in Bruce Almighty. She was in Bruce Almighty, and that was a great movie.
I liked
that
one.
Character in
that.
Just
that
Go With
good.
It was kind of funny-ish, a little bit, not really.
All right, cool. You guys will probably talk to me later then. Nobody saw Wanderlust?
No.
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 Okay. I've been curious, that's all. It looks funny, but I'm not sure.
What
yeah, we're mocking you secretly under our breath right now.
It's not secret, but you just put me on blast.
Oh, my man.
The movie that I was talking about was The Good Girl. That's the one that she did with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Boring.
That's what it was. That's
boring.
It was one
next.
Of those like dark comedies where it just you were kind of uncomfortable watching the movie, but you couldn't stop
boring.
Watching the movie because it kind of killed your interest.
All right. Like the rest of her movies, they kill all my interest. I know.
Okay, so don't pick on me when I tell you that her career kind of sucked as an actress. She used to say as a TV show as like a sitcom person because she was great.
Oh,
at
okay.
You were saying that it sucked now that it was. You were implying that it was once good.
Yeah, and I'm saying that her film career has never been good.
We've all came up with movies that was good, and we're all coming up with movies as to how
she's
just absolutely terrible.
There's three good ones.
And they were in her early career after she finished her, or as she was in the transition of moving from Friends to movie roles, right? Uh-huh.
Well, no, I think Horrible Bosses that she was just recently in was great.
Only because it was only great because she played somebody else other than this whining rich bitch.
And just
that's
go
true.
With it.
Touche. Correct.
Actually, did well at the box office.
Actually, I thought that was pretty funny. That was a pretty funny movie.
I like that one.
You like it too, Kat, because you always eat the mushroom. Eat the mushroom. Yes, yes.
Are you kidding?
I like that part better than I like the whole movie.
Well, that was like, did you see Jack and Jill?
No.
Yes.
No.
Okay, that movie
loved
like
it.
Agitated my face, but then I went and watched the deleted scenes, and the movie actually made sense once I watched the deleted scenes because they like cut out really important parts of the plot. I'm not really sure why, but the only part of that movie, like, I mean, I was like doing my hysteric laughing where I can't breathe. And there's nothing coming out, and I'm going to die laugh.
Very dramatic.
It was great because he, like, comes in and, like,
Hang on, don't spoil it. I haven't seen it. What's the movie about?
Jack and Jill. It's Adam Sandler. He plays himself, and then
he plays Jack and Jill.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that. That looked like such a terrible plot line.
It was actually, I mean, there was parts of it that were cute, and if you watch the deleted scenes, the movie will actually be enjoyable.
Okay.
And it makes sense once you watch the deleted scenes. But there's a scene in it where they're on a cruise ship, and Adam Sandler comes out being dressed as his sister, pretending to be her, and, like, whoever was working at the ship, like, the guy who, like, roams the halls or whatever it is, or the bathroom attendant, like, fixes his tits for him, his fake boobs. And then the real sister comes, and the guy goes up and grabs the boobs and adjusts them again. And she just hauls off and cold clocks him. And then she just looks, and she's like, come on, really? I don't know.
You're so wrong. You are so wrong. Oh my god. Okay. That's it. Stick a fork in him. He's done. That's enough.
Do you know what my favorite, like, comedy is? And it like, never gets old. And it's so underrated.
I'm sorry.
What?
Sorry.
All that? You're right. I agree. On
no,
the Glorian?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Sorry. No.
Okay.
I heard that younger actress, not the one that's Amanda Bynes, but the other younger one, well, you know, she has a couple of issues.
She sounds non-important.
You know,
are you talking about Jamie Lynn Spears?
No.
Daisy, what you're saying is your favorite show is the Amanda Show.
No.
Oh.
Hell no.
Would you happen to be talking about Miss Katrina A. Johnson?
Yeah, that one.
Oh.
I think that's her name. I don't know. I haven't heard from her in a long time.
I heard she was a big floozy.
She is.
I heard she did porn.
You wish you could do what I could do. You wish I was a floozy just so you could live vicariously through me and my labia. You wish.
Guilty.
Yeah, I said it. What?
Guilty.
I love it.
I know. If it were up to Jeffrey, I would stoop not only every single Power Ranger, but also Michael Fishman, our dear friend and co-host of the show. Yeah. And pretty much everything and everyone else that we come in contact with, Jeffrey's like, come on, get in. Come on, just go take a peek at it. Come on, just take him in the bathroom. Just let me know what it looks like. Come on. I'm like,
Jeffrey already wanted
to behave. Yeah,
Jeffrey
I already
wanted,
wanted
to
your
picture.
Cousin, George. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I'm like, listen, if I actually tried to shtup everyone that you tell me to shtup, I would, like, have nothing left. I'd be exhausted. And I wouldn't even have enough energy to do this
tires.
Show. Just saying.
So,
yeah.
I call that interviewing, which is where you go and you have somebody do the legwork and they come back to you and report to you kind of, you know, what's going on.
Uh-huh.
I did that with a friend of mine. She was like, oh, he just went to the bathroom. Go to the bathroom. I'm like, what happened to the bathroom? Just interview him then. I'm not interviewing him in the bathroom. You don't talk to anybody in the bathroom. So I'm
That's
sitting
awkward.
There pretending to pee. And it's like, how are you doing that? I just couldn't do it. I literally was
that
like,
that is
how
awesome.
You doing? And I turned around and I walked away. Obviously, I wasn't peeing. I didn't have my thing out at all. But it was like, I just can't do this. I just can't talk to somebody in the bathroom.
Well, I need to know, is there anywhere near Greenwood, South Carolina?
Why do you want to know?
just because it's how we're thrown out. Because there's this poor family, mother and five puppies, that are going to be killed due to over... crowding at a shelter in South Carolina.
Please
it just
the hell out
breaks
of
my heart.
Oh, my God.
So if you're anywhere near the area and you can take in a mother and five puppies, please, I'll put it on our Facebook page. It just breaks my heart to where I'm, like, ready to drive to South Carolina to go pick up this dog and her five puppies.
You better not come to South Carolina to pick up them damn puppies and not come see me. I live about 3 hours
I'll punch you in your man memories.
Oh, you're all getting fresh now.
Hang on.
Yeah, that's what I do. What is this, your first day?
That's true.
Maybe
hello?
Just a little bit.
Oh, well. So what do you guys do today? Anything exciting?
I did Chit Chat an hour ago, an hour and a half ago.
Oh, I know. I was listening. It was exciting.
Were you being a creeper on the line?
Oh, yeah, big time. I was in the chat room, too.
Ugh. Goodness gracious, I don't even want to
I
know.
Especially liked it when you said, my husband is like, you know, Katrina would say, eeyaw, eeyaw. Oh, yeah, I caught that there. Oh, yes, I did. I got my shout out. Thank you, thank you. Caught that. Mm-hmm, it was good. I like to be a creeper on the line, but I don't like to call in anymore because if you guys notice my number, you'll unmute me. And then it's not creeper status. That defeats the whole purpose.
I know. I was looking for your number today, actually, and then I figured out you were listening online.
My wicked laugh.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, I got a massage today, and I was at the salon, and then as I was trying to leave, I got recognized. And I was really embarrassed because I was kind of a bitch to my massage therapist. Not on purpose. But I was a little traumatized by that story we did about the personal trainer who had the incident where he accidentally clumped himself on his client. And so that's all I could picture is what happens if this dude loses his baby gravy on my feet. What am I going to do? And for some reason, that's all I could think as I'm getting this massage and I'm getting really mad, and it's not the guy's fault that I'm thinking this and he has no idea what's going on or why I'm in a bad mood. And then just as I'm leaving, the girls who are checking me out at the front desk are like, you look really familiar. Are you famous? Are you on All That? And I'm like, well, and then I had to admit it, and it's extra embarrassing because I was kind of rude to the guy, but I didn't mean to be, but I was, and it was embarrassing because then I got called out. Almost as embarrassing as when I got called out as the girl was spray tanning me and I'm standing there naked with my Pikachu in her face and she's like, I used to watch your show. Oh, great, thanks. It's embarrassing. And now you've watched all of me now, haven't you? Sorry. Yeah.
As much as I love to hear about your amazing massage story, you know who we have on the line right now?
Who?
I think I do.
Tell me who.
Well, I do believe we have the fabulous, famous, accomplished Miss Cherry Johnson on the line.
Woo-hoo! Yes, we do.
Thank you so much. That was such a sweet intro.
How are you doing?
I'm great, boo. How are you?
I'm good.
We're very excited to have you on today's show. We've been beside ourselves.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm really happy to be here.
You missed it a little earlier. I opened the show with a little mix of a little theme songs of maybe a few shows you've been on in the past.
Okay.
And then I was totally, like, bringing out trivia. Or just, there was episodes that popped up, and they all kind of made fun of me. But I was just wondering what it was like as a child to kind of be stuffed in a refrigerator.
It was like getting a really big paycheck for something that was fun and silly anyway. No, I mean, you know what, I hate to bust everybody's bubble, but it was so cute. Like, the first AD and the director and the producers were really worried about, you know, putting a kid in a refrigerator, because the way refrigerators used to be made is once the door shut, they really would lock, and I couldn't open it either. So at the very last minute, like, we had worked out little signals for me to knock on it so that the first AD could let me out if there was a problem.
Mm-hmm.
The first AD has children. His name is David Waiter, and I will never forget this man as long as I live. He went and got a drill and some screwdrivers and was like, I can't do it. He took the back of the refrigerator off.
I was going to say, you're like, they didn't, like, drill a hole in the back?
I was going to say,
air in for you? For those of you that don't know, we're talking about Punky Brewster. But it was like a whole, like, kind of public service announcement of, like, don't get in the refrigerator, kids.
It was. And really, when we had rehearsed it all week, that the back of the refrigerator was on. you know, so I didn't even know it. And then he was scared because we were taping in front of a studio audience, and because the show had children in it, he was like, what if somebody messes up their line? What if she's in there extra long? What if she doesn't get to knock? And he just, I remember right before the show, he was like, he freaked out, and he put the back of the refrigerator, he like leaned it up against itself, I guess, but he took the refrigerator off, so if there was any problem, all I had to do was reach my hand up and it would fall over.
Oh, that's cool.
That,
yeah,
that makes
so,
me feel a little better.
I'm sorry I traumatized people for the past 30 years, but you guys, I was fine. I could breathe. It was acting.
You hear that, Jeffrey? Calm down.
And you
I'm
know
telling
what?
You, I had nightmares as a child of Cherry Johnson being trapped in a refrigerator, and I couldn't help.
No, oh,
well, you learned your lesson, didn't you?
It's yeah, I never got... my big ass could never get in a refrigerator, so I was fine, except to eat. But, you know, I wasn't going to fit. But so, okay, we all know you, you know, started, or at least that's how I know from started knowing you, was on Punky Brewster. How did you get into the industry? Like, we heard a little rumor, Katrina was talking earlier, about how you got into it.
Well, it probably wasn't a rumor. My uncle wrote the show, and he just thought that it would be cute for me to see my name on television. And he handed me the script one day and said, Cherry, read this and tell me what you think. He thought I was going to be like, oh, my name, because he used all of our family members' names on every show that he ever did. Well, me being me, I was like, cool, when do we go to work? And he was like, no, boo. This isn't for you to
work.
This is just your name. And I was like, well, that's stupid. How can you use my name and not let me do it? I was like, she looks like me and everything. So I convinced my aunt that she should take me on the audition. My uncle, I don't think, was thrilled, but whatever. He had to keep his marriage together, so he had to agree to let me go on the audition. They auditioned here and then in California, and then they went to New York and Chicago, and they still hadn't found the little girl. So they opened up auditions again, and I convinced my aunt, I don't think I should have to go to school today because I think I should go on an audition. Because it's my aunt. Is after doing that to my aunt and uncle 7 times, finally the president of NBC was like, dude, every time we audition, your niece comes, and she's kind of getting better than she was the first time. Let's just give her the job.
Yes.
So persistence, persistence gave me a career I never knew I wanted.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
That is great. And then you like, kind of grew up, and, I mean, you were a child star, you were on Punky Brewster, and then you went on to Family Matters.
Yes.
So you've never really been out of the spotlight, and how have you not become, like, a crazy train wreck?
Well, it's so funny because, you know, okay, child stars are a really small community, right? But when you think about it with, like, the people that you went to high school with, everybody went to high school with a hoe. Everybody went to high school with somebody who did drugs. Everybody went to high school with somebody who ends up stabbing somebody or something at least once, right?
Sure.
Really, like, we don't do anything different than anybody else. But it's just that our life is looked at under a microscope. You might not know that that chick that you went to school with is now on a pole somewhere. But God forbid one of us get on a pole and take off our clothes. The world knows.
That's right.
So it's the same thing. It's like, you know, I didn't become a train wreck because I knew my mom would kill me.
So
yeah.
You had a good home life then.
I'm black
in. Your
and
mom
Puerto
was
Rican.
There.
I'm black and Puerto Rican. They believe in beating their children, you know?
So you had the fear of God in you to screw up because you knew your mother would beat your ass.
Yes, and my mom told me early, you ain't paying no bills in this house, and the only stars in the world are in the sky, and your ass is very touchable. You cannot touch a star.
Oh.
That's amazing. So I'm taking it, and your mother has given you the drive to keep going, and now you're like this amazing author who has like a huge book deal. How did
Thank
that come about?
So much. Well, I used to have a huge book deal. I had a 7-book deal, but after publishing my first book, I figured out it wasn't all what it was cracked up to be. Like, they gave you a little bit of money, and you still have to do all the work yourself. So my second book, I decided, you know what, I'm tired of, like, I've already taken my acting career into my own hands and started producing. So I was like, I'm starting my own publishing company. I'm terminating my book deal. Since I had to do all the work the first time around, I'm going to continue to do all the work, and I'm going to reap all the benefits. So now I started my own publishing company. I gave myself a deal, and I put out my own book.
That's awesome. Wow.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And the new book is called Peaches and Cream, and it just came out in August, right?
Yes, it did.
Okay, so give us a scoop. What's the book about? Because I'm dying to read it.
Oh, so cute. I hope I sent you the chapters, and if I didn't, I'm sorry. I will definitely send them over. Peaches and Cream is about a little girl from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Her name is Peaches. Hence, I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and my name is Cherry. You know, there's a fruit in every hood, and I figured I needed to write about one. Cream is like a slang word for money in the hood. So it's about this little girl who learned the importance of money early, and she learned that it could, you know, it controls your life and mine. So she decides that she's willing to do any and everything to make sure that she stays on top and her money stays straight. Now, when I say that, everybody thinks, oh, it's a woman, so she's a hoe. No, she's a boss. She might control a few hoes, but she is not hoeing. And,
much like yourself.
Very much like myself.
Yeah.
And then Peaches deals with this issue that the world has right now. They love to put people in a box, and they love to label people either as, like, straight or bisexual or gay. Peaches is everybody's friend. You know, in my book trailer, I made it a point where I kissed a woman, and I didn't know that it was going to be such a big deal. Media Takeout froze that piece of the book trailer and put it on there and was like, look at Cherry out with her new girlfriend, blah, 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 blah. Well, 750,000 people clicked on Media Takeout that day to see if I was gay or straight. And I loved it. I loved every minute of it. Because especially right now where everybody's voting and they're like, you know, should gay marriage be legal, da, da, da. It was like, okay, when I decided to do it, I was like, I'm a character that people adored and embraced. So do you think about me differently now because I kissed a girl? Do you not?
Well, did you like the taste of her cherry chapstick?
Honey, Jalissa Lynn, I don't know if you've seen her, but she is gorgeous and definitely gave me candy kisses.
Oh, hold on. Let's hear that name again. I'm Googling right now.
Her name is Jalissa, J-I-L-L-I-S-A, Lynn. Jalissa Lynn. She's gorgeous. I'll send you guys a book trailer. My mom.
Oh, wow.
When it
she looks
out,
like me, so if you're available.
See, you got that sweet little voice. You better watch yourself. But that's like Peaches. You know, she doesn't see why it's such a big deal. Yes, she loved her Pink Toes, and Pink Toes is the character that Jalissa played from the book. And then she falls in love with her Bryce, and she doesn't understand what the big deal is about, you know, people wanting to put her in a box. She's just like, I'm going to do what I want to do regardless of who likes it and who doesn't.
Wow, that's great.
Well, I think it's awesome that you, especially now, when there's so much controversy going on, especially with gay marriage, and I just happen to be a gay person who just got married over the summer.
Congratulations.
So, thank you.
You're welcome.
It's amazing, you know, I to sit back and watch somebody that you've grown up, you know, kind of stand up for that. So thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Growing up, my mother's best friend is a queen, and I have a sister. My sister is gay. You know, and people keep asking me now if I'm gay or I'm straight, and I just laugh at them. I tell them, you can call me whatever you want to call me. I don't care.
That's
and
awesome.
I won't answer what my preference is because I really don't, I don't understand why it's so important who I sleep with. And they ask me, well,
right.
Did you enjoy the kiss? Yes, and I will kiss Jalissa Lynn every time I see her as long as she allows me to.
I love it.
That's awesome.
I
did not know we were going to get some scandal up in here today. I did not know about this little scandal.
Oh, yeah.
And she takes the scandal out of it, though. That's the beauty of it all.
Yeah, like, it's no big deal. And that's the way life should be. You know, people want to find dirt, and they want to make a big deal about something. My attorney called me, and it was so funny, and he was like, okay, do you want to sue? I was like, hold up, wait. You didn't want to sue when TMZ said I was doing Playboy, which I'm not. You didn't want to sue when they said I was pregnant. You didn't want to sue when they said I was engaged to Ricky Romance, who I've never even dated. You didn't want to sue when they said I was married to Shaheem Franklin, who, no, we did not get married. So why you want to sue me about my gay girlfriend? I'm proud of her. I'm like, I did that one on purpose. Like, you know, this I knew was going to happen. So hilarious.
We have a lot of people in the chat room tonight. I want to let you know that there is a link up to the YouTube channel for you to check out. So just click the link in the chat room, and you can check out the book trailer.
Absolutely. You know, it's people like you, Sherry, that really kind of help the movement of acceptance. And, you know, I'm an openly gay man. I've been married for the last 2 years, and I think it's amazing how, you know, you use your voice and you use the power that you were given of having, you know, all these followers who listen to you and who, you know, who follow you every day, you know, to kind of change the way that people think, to change the mindset that if you're not straight, you're not accepted, you know. And I can only just say thank you, you know, so much. It means a lot for us.
Thank you. See, now I'm happy I opened my big mouth, because what the audience doesn't know is I had no idea that I'm on the radio with two gay men. I, you know, that's just the way I feel. And you're right. It is the best part of doing what I do, and the best part of my career is to be able to fight for things that I truly believe in.
Right. And you know, we're a huge supporter of you, and we will support you from here on out. I mean, that's amazing. That means a lot to us.
Oh, well, thank you. It means a lot to
so
me,
for,
too.
I don't know about you, but Cherry Johnson has always had my heart. And ever since I was a little boy, I want her to be my best friend.
Well, you got that. What we grew up together.
Look at
no,
it's
you. Have to have, you have to have a different color Converse to be her friend. You have to wear different color shoes.
You
know
the rules. The best part is about being on TV versus, like, films and stuff is you grow up in people's homes. You know, we eat dinner
right.
together. We go to the bathroom together. So it is kind of like when I get to meet people, we grew up together, and you really are my friend, Boo.
Absolutely.
It's amazing. Aww. Like, we have such a crazy, like, cast of, like, child stars, and I'm, like, the one regular schmo that just happened to create a show that all these people have kind of joined on. We have, like, Karen Ashley. She's on the Power Rangers. She was on them, and she was in the movie. Katrina was on All That on Nickelodeon with Miss Amanda Bynes there.
That was my
and
show.
Yeah, and we had, you know, Michael Fishman, who played DJ on Roseanne. So everybody's kind of, it's kind of insane. Like, it's all, everybody's favorite stars from their childhood is, like, a part of Uncensored Radio. So
aww.
It's kind of nuts, and it's amazing to have you come on with us. And,
I
you know,
it.
Just talk about everything. And we do have some callers, but before we get to them, I know everybody, what is the question that you get asked the most about the show that you were on?
Oh, my God, it's either Where's Punky, Hook Me Up, Are You and Waldo Really Together? Well, everybody thinks it's funny to be like, Where's Waldo? And then dudes ask me all the time, they're like, dude, I know I can smash if Waldo is smashing. What's up?
Oh, wow. No.
Right. Yes, and then I have
that's
to tell
just
him,
rude.
It is hella rude. And then I have to tell him, sweetie, I got paid to smash Waldo. If you can meet my quote, maybe we can work it out.
Awesome. Love that. Greatest day ever.
Oh, okay. That's
what about
great.
Do you get a lot of the questions? Do you keep in touch with any of the cast members from either of the shows and who?
Soleil will be my friend for the rest of my life. People trip out when we talk on Twitter. I don't know why. But we're still friends, of course. Me and the guys from Family Matters, the little boy who played Little Richie, Brian McClure, is my baby. I will
oh,
love
yeah.
him forever. Of course, the guy who played Waldo. We talk more than anybody because we talk at least once or twice a week. He's like my diary. He knows every stupid thing I've ever done. But that's because we've been friends since Punky Brewster. A lot of people don't know that he was really my first on-TV boyfriend. And that was, like, long before Family Matters. And then the guy who played Eddie, Darius McQuarrie, he's my love of all loves. So we're really close, too. Yeah.
Aww.
We had the same agent growing up. So we kind of knew each other before Family Matters started. And even Shavar Ross. Shavar Ross has done a lot of shows, like what's the one Gary Coleman used to do? What's up, Willis?
Different Strokes.
Yeah, he did Different Strokes, and he also did Family Matters. Shavar Ross and I are really close.
That's cool.
We're just over, girl. It's so exciting. Like, I just love aww. It when people come on, and we have our fans that listen to the show. Like, they all grew up with this stuff, and they're so obsessed. So are you down for taking some callers?
Yeah, let them rip.
All right. I'm not sure who this is. It says 31D from Twitter.
31D.
Hey, 31D okay. from Twitter.
Yes, good evening. How y'all doing this evening?
Good.
Yeah,
hey,
how
you
doing?
How
Gregory, this is 3-1-D from Twitter. I'm calling from Detroit, Michigan. And the question that I have for you this evening, do you have a TV series coming out in the making? It's like an hour episode, if you will.
No, I really don't. Right now, I have some TV show ideas, but everything that they try to give me, they're really interested in doing this whole reality thing, and I'm not really feeling it.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah, I'm an actor. I want to play other characters. I don't really want people to know me as a person. Besides, I cuss too much for TV, so I don't know how I feel about that. But we can see. Never say never.
Yeah, it's, you know, like an hour episode. Cause I have seen you with Punky Brewster, Family Matters, and you know, I hadn't caught none of your actual other movies because you know, throughout time and you know, space, you know, a lot of other stuff come out and whatnot. But as far as the TV series, I think that would really fit on your resume as well.
Well, you gotta write the TV networks and tell them to put black girls back on TV, give some black people some jobs, and let us have some sitcoms and episodics again. If you do that, you know, networks meet supply and demand. So people are loving the Housewives, the Basketball Wives, the I Make a Fool Out of Myself on TV shows, and I'm not willing to do that.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, Cherry, we just did it over the summer. We taped a reality show based on our radio show.
And it was crazy. Way crazier than we ever thought it would be. We didn't realize that we had that much going on.
Well, and reality is not so much reality. Like, I don't know if your producers came in and created drama, but that's what they do. That's the part that sells. If there's no drama, they don't want it.
Oh, it started out with just the producers creating drama, and then it just, like, took like wildfire and just became drama. And then the lines were completely blurred between reality and whatever, and we had no idea what was going on. But it was
busy. Yeah. See, I don't wanna do that. Because and then it's like, you know, I would look like Evelyn, old girl that always hit people and
on Basketball Live.
Yeah, that would be me. I would just like, cause I'm not good at arguing. I'm a smart girl, so I'm not trying to dumb myself down, but I'm not intelligent enough to think of, like, words to fight with. But my fist is quick,
that's
so
funny.
That mouthpaw would have just, you know, pew, hit somebody, and then I would be in the wrong.
That's hilarious.
Oh,
just
this
like
is
Evelyn.
The greatest.
I love that.
Okay, well, if our show gets picked up, I swear I'm going to come and offer you a guest spot just because I want you to punch me in the face.
No way. And I'm like, do it. That's the thing. Like, you know, I'm really just a ghetto girl with a good job. Like, I'm a project chick who got out of projects because I got a job. So, like, I would hit you, but then this other part of me would be like, oh, my God, why did I do that to him? And then I'd cry because I would feel so bad if I hurt you.
Aww.
So that's horrible. I would have to tell you, I'd be like, no, boo, no, I can't.
But Jeffrey likes to get punched in the face. That's the thing, though.
But I would cry afterwards. So
we have a running thing around here. I have this huge crush on LL Cool J, and like right when that guy like broke into his house or whatever, we were in LA filming, and we were kind of off the radar, and everybody was like, "What did you do?" Because I always said that I would let LL punch me in the face, and I'd stay with him. It's my one exception.
If LL punched you in the face, you got a homegirl named Cherry Johnson who would come stab the shit out of him.
Oh, yes.
I don't like domestic violence.
I am not down for domestic violence, but girl, that man, ooh.
What did J-Lo say? Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got. I'm still Cherry from the block.
This is great. Okay, we've got Riley on the line. He's got a question.
Riley, welcome. What's your question?
Hello, hello. First off, I'm just saying that I just love everything about this show so far. I'm loving the fact of the matter that I'm just hearing, you know, two openly gay guys, because I'm gay myself. It's just beautiful. But as far as Cherry is concerned, first, I think I've taken steps in communicating with Cherry. First, I tweeted with her on Twitter. Then I follow her on her like page on Facebook. And now I get to talk to her voice Cherry?
I'm good, boo boo. How are you?
All right. It's an honor and it's a pleasure and a privilege to talk to you finally.
Oh, thank you so much. That's uber sweet. Now you have to text me or like Facebook me or something afterwards so I know exactly who I was speaking with this deep old sexy voice.
Yes. But anyway, I just wanted to tell you, you know, when I used to watch Family Matters, I used to always think that you, what's your name?
Maxine.
I always thought that y'all were sisters because on certain angles that you guys sit on that show, I always thought y'all were twins. Because for some reason,
rumor years ago. Like, we've heard that a lot. I think it's the forehead, the big forehead and the big teeth, but we're not related.
You did not.
I think he just has a fantasy about twins is all. I think that's where that came from. I don't think it had to do with the forehead.
Well, I hope he goes, instead of dropping you a line on Facebook, he needs to go order the book and drop you a line that way. And could you tell everybody where they can order the book?
Oh, absolutely. I am on Amazon.com. You guys can get it on BarnesandNobles.com. Or if you hit me up, you could pay RockstarCherry@gmail.com if you have PayPal 1995, and I'll send it to you myself. Again, you can get Peaches and Cream on Amazon.com. You can get it on BarnesandNobles.com or walk into Barnes & Noble's, and if they don't have it on the shelf, tell them to order it for you, and they will, because it should be available at all Barnes & Noble stores. Or you can hit me up on Twitter if you can't remember that. And, you know, if you have PayPal, I'll send it to you. On Twitter, I'm CherryJohnson75.
Well, I am going to be sending you some cash flow in your PayPal account so I can get me my own personal copy sent from Ms. Cherry Johnson.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Me too.
Thank you. And you guys, I've heard that it's pretty hot. Like, some of Zane's readers have come and they've told me that, I've made their sex life better.
Oh.
There you go.
Oh, wait a minute. I didn't hear no part. There's some sex stuff going on in this book. It got a little 50 Shades in it.
Oh, what? You thought I was just going to kiss a girl and let it go at that? Come on now.
Oh, girl. You just started something.
I mean, come on. Like, for real, if I was going to go that far, you don't think I was going to take it a little further in the book? You know, the book is always better than what we see in the movies or on TV.
Good for you, girl. Good for you. That's awesome.
Let me just put it this way. My grandmother has the book, right?
This is about to get good.
Right. Grandma called me and she said, "Hey, boo." I said, "Hi, Grandma." She said, "So I read that book, right?" And I said, "Oh, shit." She said, "Now, I liked that Around the World Twice that you did. That was my first book that came out." And she said, "But that Peaches and Cream, ooh, I love that book." I was like,
Grandma,
totally embarrassed, right? And she said, "Now, you know, your granddaddy been dead for a couple years. I need you to find me a Bryce." That was one of the
answers.
In the book. Yeah, she said, "I need you to find me a Bryce. And that boy who did the book trailer with you, he got a brother or uncle or something? Because he was fine." I said, "Grandma, get off my phone now."
Love it.
I officially want to get to know your grandmother as well, because that is just amazing.
That is hilarious. My grandmother's off the chain and absolutely positively hilarious. Like, most people would be like, "Oh, my grandma can't have that. Please." I say more stuff to my grandmother than I will tell anybody else in the world. My grandmother is a woman first, and she has had 7 kids, so nothing is shocking to my grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love it. So your grandmother's the one. She's, like, still all about the sex and the men, and you're okay to talk about it with her?
Absolutely. My grandmother's great. Like, you know, everybody was worried, "Oh, my God, you have gay sex in the book. How does your mother feel about this?" And, like, Twitter really tried, you know, you get these people who hit you on Twitter. "How does your family feel about that? And that is not about God and the Bible." And then I break the Bible down and I tell them it was written by Shakespeare and he was a known homosexual. And I make them feel really stupid. And they're like, "Well, what does your grandma say?" I told them, "Baby, my grandma told me gay was happy. And we are all happy in my house." So,
damn right.
Yeah, so my grandma loved it. Loved every bit of it.
I have to say, and I think I'm going to speak on behalf of everybody, you are amazing, and I'd love to have you back on the show again. You are fantastic.
Anytime you guys will have me, I would love to come back and cut up. Can I tell another quick story, and maybe you can bring
me
back
then?
Yes,
please.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So you were totally talking about, like, how you mixed up the theme songs and played them at the beginning of the show, right?
Right.
So funny. So, like, I never heard the theme songs to the show because, like, when people play the theme songs to the studio audience, we're still backstage, like, getting ready, getting dressed. Well, I'm 36 years old, and I'm single. So I go out of town, and I meet this guy, and I think, you know, we've been talking for a while, but we live 3,000 miles away. I think I'm finally about to get some, right? So I put on, like, this sexy outfit, whatever, whatever. I'm staying with him for a week, and I get in the bed, and I'm, like, waiting for him to get in the bed. I'm all cute. And he goes, it's a rare condition this day and age.
No.
And they're going, but wait, I don't even know what's going on, right? I'm like, what the hell are you seeing? So he's looking at me, and then I didn't realize until he got finished with the whole theme song, and he goes, da-da-dun-dun-dun, and I was like, wait a minute, is that Family Matters? And he said, yeah. So my erection, I don't have a dick, but I have dick envy. So my erection just went down completely, right? And I was like, okay, this is over. I'm going to the airport. I'm not staying here. My therapy is to write, right? So I'm at the airport. There's no flight. I'm, like, totally stuck there for, like, 4 or 5 more hours. So I start this book, and it's called The Stupid Guy Diaries. And I hope to have it come out next year. And it will explain all the stupid things that you have to go through, how there's male groupies, and why I'm still single at 36.
I love it.
That's fantastic.
love it.
Did he really go through the
wait
entire
to hear
theme song?
The entire
Did he really go through the entire theme song?
The worst part is I had no clue what he... I was not a part of the regular cast of Family Matters. My picture didn't happen at the front of the show. I got back end credits. I didn't know the theme song. I never watched Family Matters.
Did he not stop after he saw the what the fuck is he doing phase?
Yes, exactly. I'm looking at him like, are you kidding me? I have on
the hell are you doing?
Today.
That's when you, like... Wait, you don't know what the hell I'm singing? No, what the hell is going on? Then you move into, I don't know. You just change it up.
Totally.
Like, and what part of that did he think was going to be sexy? Like, that's what blows my mind.
You have men are so unsexy. Like, I don't even. I was utterly confused. I'm still utterly confused. Like, I've asked him several times, you know, what the hell were you thinking and why would you? Of course, like, I'm no longer romantically interested in him because that was not romantic.
Right.
But what could you possibly have been thinking?
That is awesome. That's
bad.
Awesomely bad, but that's amazing. That takes the cake. That's just... It's just so wrong. It's beautiful. I can't get that out of my head.
That's just
I definitely,
one of my stories. Just
you
one.
Win out of
There's
the girls and fishy. You definitely have the because ain't nobody sung the Power Ranger theme song to Karen and all that theme song to Katrina. Come to road. Oh, that would just
But I
no.
do. I have a confession. I did come across an agreement last night with my new man, who I can't release yet, we agreed that we're going to have a threesome, except it's going to be him on TV and me in the middle and then him on the other side. So I have two of him. It's like I get to have twins.
Katrina, you know, Nickelodeon.
Good Lord,
dead
girl.
Wrong.
That man's
she's
conceited.
She's got a little obsession with spandex and Power Rangers.
I do. And
not
Power Rangers.
Allegedly Ranger, he's.
I was going to say, does that
no.
really count as a threesome, though? I don't think that
It
counts.
Was my idea. I think it's
no,
brilliant.
No, he's having sex with himself and Katrina. That's what that means.
No, I said I want a threesome with two of you, and so I'm just going to play your episodes. And he's like, you're crazy. Okay, fine, whatever.
Now I want to know which Ranger is
it? He's a green
worry.
One.
I just ordered your book. I just sent you money to PayPal while we were doing the show.
Oh, my God, you really did. I just, look, I have the email notification on my cell phone.
That's awesome.
Thank you, baby. That is
You're
hilarious.
Welcome. I love it. Okay, so we're out of time and we're on recording, but everybody can check it out on demand. So, again, tell everybody where they can get the book.
You can get it on Amazon.com. You can get it on BarnesandNobles.com, or you can go into Barnes & Nobles, or you can hit me up on Twitter, CherryJ75. Oh, Cherry Johnson. I don't know where the J came from. I think I was trying to be cool. CherryJohnson75, and get my PayPal information, and I will send it to you. I love you guys.
Oh, we love you even more. I hope you come back with us soon, because you are a riot.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Yes, please come back, because you are way too cool for school. You're pretty fabulous.
I would love it.
Absolutely.
Thank
and
you
tomorrow,
so much.
Guys, we have the night off. It's Karen's birthday. We will have a special encore presentation of Catherine Sutherland, and we will be back on Monday. Have a great weekend.
Good night, guys.
We love you long
time. Thank you to Miss Cherry Johnson. Katrina, she may replace you.